accession number 17285, reel 3.
Ray Caswell, reel 3.
If I can get home and get back to the RAP post, I should be all right. So he said, right, oh mate, you're bomb. And we landed back at the RAP post.
Can you tell me about hanging on to it?
Just hung on with my right arm. And the tractor was passing underneath my legs. I got back to the RAP post, and much to my surprise was Harry Cartledge, my neighbour, who lived in the next street to me. He was in the RAP, and he said, "What's up, Ray?" And I said, "Look, oh God," he said. And he said, "You put a tourniquet on?" I said, "Yes." And it was at about 6:30 this morning. So he looked after me. He sent a card, which is there on the table, as he signed in my behalf to say I'd been wounded, which was sent to my wife. I couldn't stop shivering, and I said to one of the men, "Who's in charge here?" This is at the RAP post. He sent the officer, and I was all of a shake, and he said, "What's the matter, Sergeant?" And I said, "Look, I'm soaking wet this November, I'm frozen, I can't stop shivering, no problem." He got a man to come with a pair of scissors, and he took all the uniform off me. And then he found a pair of pyjamas, which I came over in. A pair of pyjamas. I was then...
Had you had any morphine?
I don't know what that was. I had some again. I don't know what it was at all. I was then taken into Eindhoven, which was a school converted into a hospital. On the next bed to me was this young lad of 18 that I went to help, has since died. The doctor in charge, who was an officer, said we'd have to have the stump tidied up, have a reamp. So I had a reamp, and it was like a guillotine reamp. In other words, it looked like the end of a log of wood. I then finished up in Bromsgrove in Worcester.
What did you think of the medical treatment you got at the regimental aid post and
very good, very good. That's why I'm here today, I think.
When you were blown up, were you in pain?
Shock, no.
So you weren't in agony?
No. Much to my surprise. I mean, you can't imagine having a limb blown off and then walking, can you? 300 yards.
No, I can't. What happened to you at Bromsgrove? Was it a hospital?
Yeah. My wife received a card to say that I was now in Bromsgrove in Worcester. She was living in Stoke-on-Trent. She caught a train, came to see me, found out what ward I was in. I was the first bedder in the ward, There was no stopping her. She came right into me and said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "Well, I've been wounded." She said, "Can you see me?" I said, "Of course I can." She said, "Have you got your legs?" I said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." Because I'm in bed, of course. And she said, "What's the trouble?" I said, "I've lost my left hand." I didn't say it was an arm. I said, "I lost my left hand." She disappeared into the toilet, and the nurses found her. She'd fainted in the toilet. It was a shock. They tried to tidy up my amputation in Bromsgrove and then said that I had to go to Chapel Allerton, Leeds, for a limb fitting. I went to Chapel Allerton, Leeds. Was there for about 3 months. Let me. I'm passing out to come home. Two doctors consulting, and he said, "If you want a first-class artificial arm on that stump, you have to have a reamp." I said, "About a reamp?" He said, "Well, we're not happy about it." So I said, "I'll have it on one condition." The condition was that I could have it done within a week. And he said he could have it done a week today, which was a Friday. I had a reamp.
Why did you want it done within a week?
Because I wanted to get home. Because at the time I was, my wife had a little girl, which I'd never seen. I had the reamp, and the pain was excruciating. I'd never, ever experienced pain like it. There's a great big black bruise on the end. It was terrible.
Did it hurt more than the first reamputation?
Oh yeah. Why did it?
Why should the second reamputation have hurt more than the first?
I don't know. Terrible.
Was it successful?
After about a month, I see these two consultants again in view of coming home. They were having a little argument amongst themselves. I said, "Excuse me, doctor, what's the problem?" And he said, "What was the name of the surgeon that did the operation?" I said, "I don't know. Don't ask me." I said, "Well, that's a problem." He said, "Well, we would like to have a little bit more taken off your arm." I said, "Listen, in no way are you going to take any more off me. You know what you could do with the artificial arm?" I couldn't care less. So he said, "Oh, well, okay, that's your attitude." I said, "It is." I said, "I've gone through enough pain, I don't know no more." So I'm sent back from Leeds to Stoke-on-Trent to my wife and little girl, my baby girl.
So you didn't have an artificial arm in the end?
Approximately 6 months later, I got a letter to to attend Chapel Allen's limb fitting centre for an artificial arm. Be prepared to stay in for 2 weeks. I catch the train, go to Leeds, Chapel Allen, report in. Within an hour, I'm having my artificial limb fitted. In no way could I wear this artificial arm because the bucket was pressing on the nerve. I can't wear this. Impossible. So I said, you can forget about the artificial arm. I couldn't care less. So the surgeon said to me, Mr. Carroll, in no way are we taking any more off your arm to fit an artificial limb. It's up to the limb fitters to make an artificial arm to fit your limb. Sorry, but you can get an X-ray home. Which I did. Much to my wife's surprise. 3 months later, they sent for me again, Chapel Arden Leeds, artificial limb now ready, and it was successful. I had a fortnight training how to use it, how to make different things, woodwork, etc., and I was quite happy with it. Then I came home.
But do you not wear an artificial arm now?
I wore this artificial arm until the time I retired at the age of 65 and a half, every day.
But not now.
Now I'm retired.
Did you need it for your job?
Yeah.
What job was that?
Shoe shop manager.
But are you more comfortable without it?
The only thing the artificial arm did for me was to fill the sleeve.
So it wasn't useful to you?
I tried to use it for gardening, but it was no use. I used better with...
So was it just for appearances then?
Yeah.
How do you feel now about having taken part in the Second World War?
Well, I feel proud that I did my bit. We won in the end.
Going back to Normandy, there's one thing we've missed out, and that was what happened to you at the Boogie Bus Ridge on the 19th of July 1944. Can you remember what happened?
An officer was sent to take over the platoon. It had never been in battle before. He was hopeless. He dug himself a trench and never came out of that trench for 3 days. A night. I reported to Major Thorburn, my company commander, and he said, well, there's nothing we can do about it now whilst we're in battle. You take over. So I took over the company. Left the officer where he was in his trench. Eventually, he was taken back by the commanding officer and he was sent back on an adverse report.
What rank did he have? A captain or a lieutenant?
No, a lieutenant. Straight from school, more or less. And I had to take over. In one of the attacks we went into, he took his pistol off, gave it to one of the lads, took the soldier's rifle off him, and went into an attack with a rifle instead of a pistol. And he walked in the middle of the ranks, because if the Germans saw an officer, that was the first one he used to go for.
So he refused to come out of his trench just because of fear?
Yeah. He was scared.
Did he speak to you or give any excuse?
No, he was just frightened.
Did you say anything to him?
I did, yeah. Well, what could I say? I'm only sorry to be an officer. I got to show some respect in a way. I just said, "Well, sir, well, someone's got to take over." And he said, "Well, you take over." And the same Major Thorburn at the time said, "You take command. Forget he's there, leave him."
Did you tell him what you thought of him?
No.
Were you older than he was?
I don't think so.
So, were you in charge of a platoon or in charge of a company?
Platoon. I think I've already mentioned that I commanded 16th platoon, 17th platoon, 18th platoon, and Acting Sergeant Major.
What were the Germans using against you at this Bogabus Ridge?
Everything they got.
But was it tanks? Infantry or armour?
Country.
Was that the only occasion you came across when an officer behaved in that way?
No.
Were you surprised or not?
Very surprised.
Where did he come from?
I mean, when you're in battle, you don't say, "Oh, mate, where you come from?" You know, you didn't have much conversation, as say, he was so scared.
And that battle went on for 3 days?
Yeah.
Can you describe anything of the progress of the battle?
All I can say is that I was no hero. I was in charge of the platoon, and I got 30-odd men's lives responsible for. And I did the best of my ability.
Was it wooded or cultivated or what?
No, it's country. Fields and hedges and